and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. And hello, welcome back. Yay. Today is about one of my favorite topics. And it certainly is one of the things that for me is going that extra mile, is being in that top 5% of entrepreneurs. And for me, it's what creates a business that is going to last. And if you don't get this right, well, in the words of Kelly Vikings, you're going to fall on your ass. Because strategy doesn't have to be boring. Strategy is really fun. It's revealing. It's exciting. Please don't turn this episode off and think, oh, I don't need to learn any strategies, or I don't like strategies, or I don't understand strategies. I want you to stay with me, and I want you to just have a clear mind and, yeah, just tune in and listen and enjoy and learn and hear my excitement as well about strategy. Before we go into today's episode, the card that I pulled for today, and I'm not going to lie, actually, I chose this card. There's no way that I would have pulled this card, but I knew within Marina's cards that there was a card that would be perfect for today's show. So let me introduce you to card number 10, 10 in numerology, one being the leader, the CEO. And this is somebody that initiates new ways. And I'm talking about this because you know I love numerology. But when we think about this, imagine applying this to our own, and the card is divine strategy. Imagine this. Imagine tuning in to your support, your spiritual support team. Imagine waiting to co-create with them. They're waiting for you. Imagine tuning in to feel motivated, inspired every day. And there's your divine strategy. By choosing this card today, the Akashic Records are reminding you that your spiritual support team is always available to give you clarity and inspiration. And so let me just get you thinking here. What strategies do you have in place that are really connecting with your divine gifts? Because when most people think about strategies, they think about spreadsheets. But maybe there's another way. By the way, I also love Excel spreadsheets. So, Marina continues to write. These cards are just so perfect and gorgeous. If you haven't got any Oracle cards, then please go and buy the Akashic Oracle cards that Marina has designed, because they are out of this world. She continues to write, why not co-create with the divine energy, with your highest self and guides, to realize your wishes, dreams, and goals? And if you've been feeling stuck, lost, or undecided, take the time today to connect with that higher source and ask meaningful questions to receive confirmation or aligned direction in a calm and neutral state. Allow yourself to receive the wisdom and guidance you need in a way that is aligned with you. And the affirmation is, I co-create in my life and business with ease. Imagine that. Just take that moment to just imagine how that would feel for you, having a business that feels in ease, in beautiful harmony That's a soul-aligned business. It doesn't just get there, though. Okay, so I know this. I know that it takes time to implement and integrate our strategies that work for us. And I don't believe that there are strategies out there that work for everyone. I believe that we have to find a way that we connect in with our energy and that those strategies work for us. When we find that way, that's the glue, if you like, that holds it all together. And often, one of the things that is nice to really understand about ourselves is how our energy works. It's one of the fundamentals in the soul energetics and the human design work that I do, is looking at the unique soul's energetic frequency, the strategy, how are you meant to respond to life? How are you meant to make those aligned choices? That's a strategy. But there are some others, and I'm going to talk to you about five benefits and advantages to having strategy infused in every aspect of your business, or most of them. So here we go, because I think it's important, and I think it's another thing that underpins your soul-aligned business, but also this is one of the fundamentals, one of the anchors, one of the foundations in your business that helps you to create a soul-aligned business, putting you on that path of soul business success. So the first thing for me is about intentional aligned action. And it's a strategy, and you can apply it to your vision and your mission. And here you can get very clear, incredibly clear. And here, if you get the clarity, you can then drive your other aspects, your other strategies in your business, like your marketing strategy, like your brand strategy. Think about getting clear on your highest purpose. So you're really stepping into the vision. You're really playing out your mission. And it's all aligned with your soul's highest purpose. Imagine this as well as your business objectives. Your business objectives, so the things you want to achieve, how you're going to achieve them, your mission, and really aligning them with your purpose. Really understanding what your soul purpose is. And if your business objectives are aligned, wow, your business suddenly has a strategy that is much more than just a business with a purpose. It has meaning and purpose. Its objectives are underpinned by your spiritual gifts, your divine gifts. You can step into ultra creativity and unlock the juice, the power within. This is intentional and aligned action, playing out in your business strategically at its best. It's having a knock-on impact on every aspect of your business because you're clear, you're crystal clear on your vision, mission, and you're stepping into your really powerful soul-aligned purpose. Ruling your business, the queen or the king of your empire. Beautiful. The second thing is conscious goal setting. What I mean by this is your ambitions, desires, pure potentiality. This is you stepping into your power, stepping into your alignment of soul's intention, and allowing this energy to drive powerful soul business success through understanding what you want to achieve through your desires and passions and achieving them in energetic alignment, creating an energetic timeline that has strategic plans, strategic timelines, and strategic goals all of the things that you want to see play out, this is going beyond manifestation now. This is the things that you are committing to.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
The things that you are saying, these are my priorities in my business. You're honouring here both your creative, calm and rhythmic, feminine side, and also your action-taking, badass, masculine side. And we need this in business. Conscious goal setting, creating the alignment, taking aligned action, all of these things are so important for us. So it's almost like the first and the second step go hand in hand. All right, so the third thing I want to talk about here is your authenticity of your brand strategy, your sales strategy, your marketing strategy. Your brand, sales and marketing are the way that clients see you. Well, it's not just about that anymore. This is about your energy and the frequency that you vibrate at and what you're attracting to you, what you're, with no effort whatsoever, what you're attracting to you, and who you're showing up for, who you're leading the way for. This is you becoming a game changer, a change maker, you creating innovation and doing the things that have the meaning but have deep potency and connection and allow you to thrive and energetically align with all the things that you're doing in your business. So your brand doesn't become complicated. It's exactly who you are. Your sales process doesn't feel cheesy or hard, and sales aren't like tumbleweed where you're just waiting for them to suddenly magically appear. They happen, but they happen because of the energy that flows through you and your aligned actions. Yeah, so people get it so wrong with sales. And I'm here to show you exactly how with sales you can create a stream of soul-aligned clients. You can nurture them and convert them through your marketing, through your powerful brand, that without words, but with so much energetic alignment, it has the frequency to attract everything that you desire. So many people get this wrong. They also fail to incorporate their gifts, you know, because as we're learning them, as we're exploring them. So for instance, one of my gifts is light language. And as I was saying that, it just came in. So I'm going to share it. Ekana sanod toyana shunoloko. Emoloko shunolaya. Esenokoro shunolo anakayana koshunaya tunutayana. And at first, when I started sharing my light language, or I would hear it and I wouldn't share it, or I would go to sleep and wake up in the middle of the night and my partner would say, "Do you know you're speaking in a totally different language?" Now I share them because I know there's activations in here, and the activations are coming through not just for me but for others to hear. So I share my gifts more and I don't feel like a complete dick. I actually know that what I'm doing is very powerful and it's not always for the benefit of me. But some of us have our gifts and we hide them away and we lock them up and we're scared to share them because we're scared of what other people may think. The little nasty monster on your shoulder that goes, "Hey, don't share your gift. You're never going to succeed. What's your partner? What's your family going to think of you?" So I want you to really think about incorporating your beautiful divine gifts into your workplace, you know, and not complicating them, not making them tricky or difficult. Intuition is a gift. Serving others through coaching is a gift. Being artistic and creative, channeling, is a real gift. And think about how you're guiding your business as well. What are those guiding principles? Are they really authentic in your unique power? And lastly, think about your connection and your authentic approach and how you design and build or start and scale your business. Is it authentic? And is it through these soul-aligned strategies that you're finding success comes to you effortlessly? Okay, so the fourth one is collaborations, partnerships, sharing values with others, the same values, which allows you to work with them and support them and step outside of your comfort zone and step into deep trust and expansion and together create something that's for the benefit of the collective.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
Collaborations strategically are going to raise your growth. They're going to increase the bandwidth of your audience. They're going to help you to step into more conscious confidence. And there's nothing bad here. It's all about win, 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 win for you, win for others. Okay. So now the fifth and final. Okay. This for me is so incredibly important because we talk about conscious leadership. We talk about connections. And I think we take this for advantage, but if we're growing organically our audience, and we're nurturing them, and how we create strategies that support us to create, you know, lead magnets, let's say, or email lists, or all of the things that we can create to expand and grow our business consciously, it's doing so with the heart. It's doing so through soul. This heart-centered approach, this having empathy for others, this real compassion for others, it's enhancing our skills. It's giving us the ability to support others through the ascension process, which is so incredibly important. It fosters trust as well, which is so important for ourselves and others, because the more that we step into trust, the more that we inspire others to, no matter what's happened before, no matter the things that we have to work through. I mean, these layers, as we know, you know, you only have to think of my sponsors, Marina. She works through these deep layers and helps to support you through the Akashic records to remove some of these limiting and often quite harmful in a way that our energy is being held back. So it's like a freeing process. Becoming that conscious leader is working on yourself. So as you are stepping to your full power, and the same with Tim with his ascension work. You know, this practical ascension, this way of living, this new way of being, it doesn't just happen. These things, these incredibly important things, that is the way that you grow a conscious business. And that conscious leadership, it allows you to really reach to connections that are aligned with you. And through stepping into your higher heart and having that great empathy and compassion for others, enhancing your skills, supporting others, fostering trust and integrity, having all of these things is going to be the recipe to help you to be able to work out these strategies that, instead of being just an email list, instead of just being a social media strategy, or creating like a social media content grid, or creating copy content and having a strategy for your next launch, or like, there's so many different ways that this can come into place, because stepping into your space of real conscious leadership, this heart-centered approach with real connection, this strategy is going to be totally different to other ways of doing it. And I think the old ways are disappearing. I can see so many people stepping into it, but are they really stepping into this conscious leadership space, or are they doing it through their ego? And I know the difference, and I think so do you. And so for me, this is about having a strategy that comes from this pure place of heart and pure place of connection, and creating all of your systems and processes and operations through this powerful energy. Okay, so today I'm hoping that I've managed to convince you that strategies can come from this beautiful divine place. And that's why for me, the Divine Business Mentor is about infusing all of your gifts, infusing your soul, and also being able to have the strategies to be able to really support your journey of soul business success. Thank you so much for joining me today on today's show. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.